Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, baby. You don't have to say it. I know I haven't been there for you lately. I'm sorry. Not that I'm running out of you. I want to be into you. You're all that I want. You're all that I need. So please.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio. This is Word Sexy Radio for January 28th, 2013, and I'm your host, Red Snapper. And we got a fantastic show for you this evening, so sit back and relax as we bring you Word Sexy Radio.
You're all that I want,
all that I need.
You're all that I need.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper. And I think we got our co-host here. What's going on this evening?
What's up with you, man?
How you doing, man? You sound like you're tired as I don't know what.
Man, I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning, so
okay.
I'm whipped.
I ain't going to ask what you was doing, but it's none of my business. But anyway, we're glad that you can make it in this evening, and hopefully you can hang with us the whole show. If not, I understand if you have to drop off. But we're supposed to have a couple of guests coming on this evening, Marie Michelle, if she shows up, and N.S. Ugzine. I don't even know how to say his name, but anyway,
Ugezi.
That's supposed to be on the show tonight. Yeah, is that it? Ugezi? Okay. I knew I was saying it wrong. So, yeah, he's supposed to be here as well. But if not, then we'll just do what we got to do. We got Miss Cotton here. How you doing, Miss Cotton?
Hey, how is everybody?
Hey, beautiful. What's happening?
Hey, I can't say nothing after that. I'm just done. But we're glad that everybody can be here tonight on this January 28th. You know, we had some record-breaking weather here in Kansas City. It's got to be the ozone layer, or God just feel like he wants to do what he wants to do like he always does. We was up in the 70s today up here today. And that's not normal in January, you know, so it's, tomorrow to probably be cold again, back in the 40s or 30s. Might even see snow or something. You never know. It's just things are changing, and people should take heed to that, you know. So how you doing, Ms. Cotton?
I am fabulous, feeling pretty good, you know, moving forward, creating new things to get my business up and running, you know, poetry and book stuff, so... I'm pretty proud of myself.
Well, that's good. I was glad to come on your show for a minute last night, and you had your fabulous guest on there who happens to be your daughter. I thought she did a great job in what I heard, and hopefully we'll get to hear some more of her on this show. If not, I have to come to your show and listen.
I don't know. No, she's definitely interested. I told her she's awesome. She's a great writer.
So how do you feel about having that talent drop from you, the genes, to one of your children or to all of them? I don't know who all is writing, but how do you feel about that? I know you was a proud mom last night, but kind of give us a little bit on that.
Yeah, I'm oh my goodness, when she, you know, first started writing, some of the things that she was writing, I was just so blown back because I'm like, this is coming from like a 13-year-old, 14-year-old girl. Like, where is this coming from, you know? And so knowing that, you know, her dad used to, like, write raps, and he sucked. And so I figured she comes between the two of us. She got it, honestly. But her skill is more gifted, in my opinion. I think that she is just awesome at what she does and her style of writing and how she is. And, you know, she uses God a lot to move forward with what she's doing, so. My 14-year-old wrote his first story. He's planning to be a game designer. That's his goal. So he helped him over the weekend write a story and helped him edit it. And so he's not done with it, but he's writing this awesome story to go with the game itself once he's ready to design it.
Well, that's good because you need a storyline when you're doing something like that, something to follow and give the designers. Or himself, if he's going to design himself, you know, him some type of a guideline. Just like when we write books, you know, you got to have a guideline
template.
You know, a template or there's another one that I say outline that we need to have, you know, to go by. It's a living document that can be changed, but you know, just give you something to go by. The template, like, is really good too. So. But I guess, like I said, the guests tonight were supposed to be here. I don't know if they're coming or not. And it's getting to the point now I'll remind them, and if they don't show up, you know, I have been reminding them, so I don't know what's going on. But, you know,
if they don't show up, then fine. You know, it's fine. We can always still continue to go forth. And as we do, and it's getting kind of annoying, though, because I'm getting, you know, kind of frustrated with that. I don't know if I have to tell them every day or what the hell do I have to do just to get them to know that they're coming on the show that they asked to be on. And I can see if I'm begging them to come on and they're like, okay, let me see. But it's like they're coming to me. Hey, I want to be on the show. And then
right.
I don't know. I mean, what do I have to do? Send them do I have to send them something every day until the day or, you know, remind them in the morning again? Or, I mean, what do you do, Cotton? Your people seem to be loyal. what do you do?
I inbox them with the link. I put the link on their page, and then
right.
I, you know, put it out in a different group. That's pretty much the same thing you do.
Yeah, and you know I do it because you see it out there, so I don't understand.
But I let people know that if you don't like we talked about, I think DV brought up a good point last time, was that if they don't show up, then there's no second chances because this is business. This is our business,
right.
And just like you got business, this is my business. So either you're going to be a good business person and do good business with me, or we're not going to do business at all.
But and that's how I see it. You know, it'd be different. I mean, it comes down to a question of respect. You know,
right.
Are you going to be that person that respects not only the business but the other person that you are doing business with? Because if you schedule a job interview for somebody and they don't show up, you don't get another chance. You don't get another opportunity. This is it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't call ahead and say, hey, I'm going to be late, you know, traffic, whatever. Doesn't matter. At some point,
right.
You need to take responsibility for the things you do or do not do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And if you are an adult, it's the first thing you should do. I'm not going to make the show. Let me call Red, send them a message, let them know what's up.
Mm-hmm. That's what you do in business because you want to leave that door open. Right? I mean, what if he decided to refer you over to somebody else or to refer you to, okay, I'm not going to do that because they can't even, you know, be respectful enough of my business to, why would I send them over to somebody else to do bad business with? Mm-mm. Not doing it.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're right. So, I mean, I think if you're too busy and you reschedule yourself on too many things and you don't have anybody to help keep your schedule, then maybe you should, you know, not schedule yourself for stuff. So, yeah, I understand. I'm being nice this evening, as you can tell. I haven't cussed. I'm trying not to cuss. I'm trying to keep it nice.
What?
I'm trying to keep it clean as much
nice?
As I can.
Have you noticed that in this business, people just act like they're just extremely busy?
Yeah,
all the time.
I put that as one of my background pictures. Stop the glorification of busy. You know what I'm saying? It's just people make it, oh, I'm doing this. Well, then do it. We don't need to know about it. You know, if you're making moves and you're doing what you're supposed to do, you know, I heard a long time ago, when you do something right, it'll seem like you did nothing at all, you know.
Right.
And I believe that. When you do things the right way, it'll seem like you ain't really do nothing because you're always doing it the right way. People, it's the expectation. If you're telling people how busy you are and how much work you done did,
then you're really not busy.
Right.
you gotta tell somebody you're doing something, right? Exactly. Yep.
Well,
I agree with you.
Too. I think in this business, because I said people say, you're such a hard woman to catch up with. You're so busy. I said, you know, I'm really not that busy because what I do technically takes about 2 or 3 hours a day as far as poetry is concerned. You know, then everything, my other stuff is another 2 or 3 hours, and I'm done. So because I'm in this kind of business, I make my own schedule. So I make time for what I want to make time for. You know,
that's true.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with you. Go ahead, continue your statement.
I was just going to say, I think we all can say, because even when working a 9-to-5, you still find that small window to say, you know, okay, 5 o'clock, 6 by 7, I've eaten, I'm home. Probably I take an hour or two to do the networking that I need to do with these social media, and maybe even take an hour to write.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this, and probably people don't know this, but I'm going to go ahead and say this anyway. You know, I work a regular job just like everybody else. They probably think we just sit back, we're rich and got all this money and we can just be on the radio and talk all this crap we want to, right? But that doesn't work. I mean, I work till 6 o'clock today, you know, overtime, because I need the money, just like anybody else who's working out here trying to make it in this economy. Okay, the books are doing okay, but I'm not getting rich yet. So, you know, it takes time. Okay, so I did that, had dinner and all that stuff, and here I am on the show. So what's your excuse?
Right. Like I said, we make time for what we want to make time for. It's just a matter of that.
They do it for whoever they want to have sex with. They do it for whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? They make time for what they want to make it for. You're right. Trust me, if somebody wanted to do them and they were, and they really wanted to be with that person, I'm sure they would make time to do it.
Definitely.
And I'm saying it nice tonight. Can't y'all, what y'all think about that? I'm not cussing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it clean. But I know, Cotton, you have a subject, and I didn't really want to get into it yet because I thought we were going to have these folks come on, but you know something, huh?
My aunt came on the radio last night. You missed her.
I did.
The one that you met.
Okay. Well, you know, I came on because I wanted to support you as much as possible. And then, like I said, I had something else I had to do. So I did come on. I did get to hear the first poem. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have heard more because I heard there was another one that was supposed to be really, really off the chain.
Yeah.
But I'll have to go to your recording and listen to it or have her do it on our show here. But I'm sorry that I missed her. I will have to catch her another time.
Yeah, you would have enjoyed her. She's real awesome. She has a piece where she talks about abuse, when I first heard it, I looked at her and I was like, "Where did you get this from? You don't even have a boyfriend."
Damn. I know that had to be funny. You like, she don't have a boyfriend, so she never had to be abused before.
The piece is about a woman who doesn't want to leave the man, even though he's abusive to her. And so it's very,
so
very, very tough.
So she commented, and you're like, how are you commenting on that? Because you don't have a man.
Right, because usually with poetry, it's usually life experiences or somebody else. She doesn't even have friends that are like that are in abusive relationships.
Now, did she write the poem? Was it her poem?
Yeah, it's her poem.
Oh.
She writes this stuff.
Oh.
She comes in, I'm just like, where do you come up with this? And I'm looking at her like, how old are you? But, you know, TV and other situations, like, well, my mom was abused for 13 years, but she wasn't around for that. And I haven't really told them a whole lot about that either. So to hear the poem, and the reason why that's amazing to me is because most of the time, most poets write about their own life experiences. Like it's something more personal to them, whether it's a friend that's going through it, a family member, or maybe themselves that have gone through something, is where the inspiration comes from. But she just, hers just like she said last night, it comes from God. So it's real. You have to have her on Word Sexy so she can give you a little bit.
Well, you know, I tell you what, if we can get her on, we have spots open. Hell, she could have came on tonight, since these other people don't act like it's important to them. Maybe if you can get in contact with her before the 2 hours is up, you can get her to do a little bit. But we can give her a full show just dedicated to her. We have time in May, because I know she's got some stuff coming up. We can get her in any the 13th, 20th, 27th, anytime in May. We can do that June, July, whatever. We got time. So, and if need be, some of these other people that's supposed to come on, if they decide that they feel like they want to boycott Word Sexy Radio, then we can probably, you know, set her in somewhere else, because that's what it seems like I'm getting. We're getting boycotted, maybe because I was dogging people so much. Maybe so. I don't know. But whatever the reason, it's fine. But we got a caller now, I think, that's calling in. I don't know if it's just a listener. But I'm going to try now. Don't hang up, area code 810. If you don't have anything to say, please do not hang up. Just let me know, or we'll just know that you're not a guest. So state your name, where you're calling from, if you are a guest. Oh, you're just a listener.
Hey, Liz, this is Toy.
Well, what's going on, Miss Toy, honey? How you doing?
Nothing much.
Well, damn, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Have we spoke since then, or what? I mean, because I don't know.
I don't think we have. I think I had called into the show once before when it was getting close to New Year's.
Okay, so do you have a cold? I heard some sniffles there.
Cold?
Yeah, I'll be catching it. I'll be catching it, though. She laughed on that one. Yeah, so no cold.
No cold.
We'll just,
no.
Okay, so are you going to hang on this evening, or you just want to listen? Because you can definitely stay on, or, you know, you can say hi to Ms. Cotton and DV here.
Hi.
Good evening.
Hey,
DV. Hey.
We have two good guests
to
see you.
Tonight.
When you want to just listen, you can. But, you know, we can be talking all this crap we want because, and as you notice, I'm trying not to cuss. But the guest that was supposed to be here to
really?
See me is already pissing me off. I know, yeah. I mean, that's, I'm trying not to cuss. I said piss. I'm sorry.
Who told you that you
I'm trying to clean it up this. I'm trying to clean it up. And one of them was a poet, Maria Michelle, is supposed to be here. And maybe she's doing some poetry somewhere and just can't make it. And you said, what's the dude's name? Ugazi? N.S. Ugazi is supposed to be here. And, I mean, he was one of the first people to call me asking, oh, can I come on your show? And he or she or whatever, I have not met this person. I've seen their books, but I have not met them. Have you, DV?
Mm-mm. Like, I think I've spoken, I've been on a show.
It's him, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I've been on a show where, you know, that he's been on.
Okay.
But that was a few years ago. It's been a few years since.
Well, you know, like I said, maybe they get the word is out that Red is going to dog you when you come on the show or something. You know, maybe that's it. Or, you know, that's probably what's going on. We're being boycotted. But anybody who wants to listen to the boycotted show, the number is 347-215-8539. It's Word Sexy Radio. And it is still Grown Folks Radio, just because Red may not say a cuss word this evening. Or I may. I don't know. But as of right now, I'm not, until somebody makes me mad. So we don't know. So, Toy... You can bring us up to date on you. I see your website is still, your group is still doing it up, and what's going on with you real quick?
Right now I've just been taking care of some business. Still handling business with my book. It was supposed to be coming out around February or March, and it's been pushed back to summer.
Oh,
really? But around that time when it comes out, I should have an audio track to go with the book. I'm working on that right now.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that's my next goal, is to take my books to the audio set, because that way nobody can say that I misspelled a word, or I don't have a comma where it's supposed to be, or you know, something like that, since people want to always come up with ways to kind of degrade your work or whatever. So I guess they'll have to talk about my voice. He was too sexy. His voice was not high enough, or I don't know. We'll see. We're going to try that, though. We're going to see how that works out.
You have a
and,
nice voice, Red.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to try to see if we can get some people hot, you know, and maybe that'll work. DV's voice is hot, too, so maybe he'll do something with Valentine or some shit. I mean, oh, see, I cussed. Dang. We'll... try to figure it out and see what we can do. So what do you think? Miss Cotton gave me the idea. Did she make a mistake?
No.
Cotton, are you there?
I'm here. No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? You think the voice will work?
You got a high voice.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank y'all for that. And we're going to definitely try to do something with that, because I think I might be able to sell more books this way, because, you know, it just seems that people like to read a book, but they, you know, they trip so hard on it. I mean, how are they going to, I guess they do reviews on audiobooks as well, right? Did they say the music was too loud, or wasn't no music in the background, or did the dude, did he cuss too much when he was talking? I mean, how you know that's not in the book unless you're reading the book with me, or, I mean, you know, tell me about that. What do you think about that? Just anything, any comment you want to say on that. Because, you know, I just wonder, how that would work.
I think people are just too judgmental when it comes to profanity. They think, oh, you shouldn't use this or you shouldn't use that. Like, okay, isn't there a First Amendment in the Constitution that says we have the freedom of speech? And that's one thing I can't stand these days. Can't say nothing. They have it to where if you post the wrong thing on your Facebook profile, you can get fired.
Yeah, I heard about that too. You know, that's kind of crazy. And also, what's getting me is these people who are saying you speaking to their wife or husband on there. I mean, damn. Tell them to stop talking to me then. What do you want me to do? I had somebody tell me last night, man, don't talk to my wife. I'm like, man, look, I don't even know who you. Well, I do know her, but still, the point is, what am I supposed to do? If she say something to me, I ain't supposed to say nothing back to her? Yeah. You know, I left the club because the dude was acting stupid, man. I ain't want to get no heated argument and over some mess that don't make no sense. Facebook, come on.
Yeah.
Are we serious?
Is very serious.
I mean,
there's a
post everything.
There's a fellow poet.
Everything.
It was a fellow.
Go ahead.
It was a fellow poet. I don't know if you had him on your show before, Laurie. he told me about an incident where this woman's husband had actually came to a show he was doing, threatening him. I don't know if it was the kill
like
or threatening to do damage. I'm like, okay, that's a bit much.
Yeah, that sounds like stuff Cotton gets where wives get on there and be talking about leave my husband alone and why are you talking to him. You wrote the poems directly for him and everything. I mean, this thing was just tripping me out. See, the dude, I'm going to say it, the dude was out there messing around. I ain't saying nothing to his wife because I don't do that kind of thing. So, you know, she's a friend of mine too. I just said hi to her one day. I guess the dude didn't want me to say nothing because he know I see him out there, so... I guess he, I could care less. You know something? You do what you want to do. It's not for me to tell. And I ain't going to tell. I don't care what you do. You know what I'm saying? But don't come to me talking to my wife. I'm like, I ain't saying nothing to her. Anyway, whatever. Facebook is a trip. We can talk about that for a little bit, as we know. People would probably have died. And we know people have died over Facebook posts, all kinds of stuff because of this. And dude is getting rich every day over it.
Yes, I used to about Facebook. I mean, because people honestly post too much of their business on Facebook. They argue on Facebook.
They use it as a journal. What is that about?
Yeah, it's like an online community that's gone horribly bad.
You know, if I didn't have fans, I would have probably got rid of my Red Snapper page. But because there are fans that are still there, I won't do it. But, you know, it's a trip because, you know, people just, I don't know, man. I was just at the point last night, I was like, you know, why am I on, forget Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Because people be tripping over a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, you know, some people say it's better to be notorious than to be obscured, you know what I'm saying? It's better that people know you for something bad than not know you at all. And sometimes that's what it comes down to.
Very true.
Yeah, well, getting back to the books, audio books, somebody wrote, and I ain't going to say who his name is, DV, but anyway, wrote that, I can hear it now, girl, my eyes is tired of looking at paper. I'm going to let the book tell me about myself.
No, tell me about itself.
Oh, tell me about itself. Okay, I'm sorry, I read it wrong.
No,
let's get it right.
Me and Red going back on the web page talking about the evolution of lazy. And I said audiobooks is the next step towards being lazy. You know, where people are like, I don't even feel like reading a book. I'm going to just let the book tell me about itself.
Well, I mean, you know, you might be somebody who's cutting grass and you're listening, or you might be somebody who's driving down the road and they want to hear it. You know, I mean, how is that lazy, though? I mean, they're getting it in.
Why are you driving down the road listening to a book? Because you're
driving out of town, a 12-hour trip, and you want to listen to the book.
But if you can't drive and listen to a book at the same time, not safely.
Why not, DB? Tell us why.
Because at some point, you ain't paying attention to one of those two things.
Really?
If you listen to the story and it's getting good, you're not really focused on the road. And if you focus on the road, you're missing the integral parts of the story.
Well, you know, my story and yours, they're probably going to have to stop anyway. into a rest stop so they can let themselves go after they hear the scene and then go forth anyway. So, and I said that awfully tasteful, didn't I, without a cuss word. Yes.
Is somebody withholding sex from you if you say a curse word or something, man? And this ain't
no,
the right
ain't even like that.
It must be an ultimatum in there somewhere.
No, it's no ultimatum. Red is just trying to get itself a little together, and, you know, I just want to do, you know, I don't want to be always known as this. I mean, that's probably why people are not calling in. Let's just be honest. People are scared that I'm going to cuss too much or their kids are going to be listening or something. So they don't want to come on the show because he's too vulgar, he's too nasty, he's this. So I'm just trying to change it up a little bit.
Understand, if that is the case, then they clearly didn't know what the show was about from the beginning. That's just like,
well, that's true,
you
and
know,
I agree with you there. I agree with you there.
That's like,
you know,
me calling into the KKK hour. Oops, sorry, didn't know what it was all about.
Right, yeah. So what do you think about that, ladies?
Yeah.
Since you heard me say that statement, what do? You think that I'm running the people away because I'm being too real with them on their craft and I'm cussing too much and I'm going to flirt with the women and all of that? Do you think that's what it is?
Well, I would say from the shows that I've had heard, I don't remember you doing much cussing except for when we was talking about a topic and you were stating your opinion. But as far as the guests, no.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I've never cussed at a guest.
But in this business, this is why you have a contract. This is why you pick up the phone or email the person that you know you're going to be dealing with. If you know anything about their character and how they run their show, then you can easily say, I can come on the show with these stipulations. That's not a problem. And either Red can say, well, you know, I can or I cannot comply with what your, you know, with your request. I mean, as simple as that. That's how you do business.
It's that simple.
Day.
It really is. It really is that simple, but you got some folks, they just like, oh, I'll just say I forgot, and then I'll come back. But like you said, we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to let people come back. If they don't come, then they just don't come.
Yeah.
That's just it. So that's where we are with that. But
it would be different if they called you, though.
Yeah, well, you're right. It would be different. But they're being, to me, not gentlemen or ladies, because they're not, like you said, they're not being business-like. They're not coming back and saying, well, like, you know, last week we had Aunt Andrea was sick. Her publicist called in for her, you know, and said that, you know, and she's a good friend of ours anyway, too. But she let us know that she was sick and that she probably wasn't going to call in. And that was fine. She stood in for her. That's a good publicist. That's a good person that's working with you that will make sure that your name is not scarred because you couldn't make something or you were sick or whatever the case. And, you know, that's what you need, someone that's going to do that. And then she handled her business. But you got some folks, I don't know. I just don't know. But whatever. We're not going to give second chances anymore. If you don't show up, the hell with you. I cussed again.
No show, no call. You know, when if you're a no show and no call at work, you get fired.
Right. No call, no show,
exactly.
You cancel.
That's absolutely correct. Now, I got this book in the mail the other day called, was it Eileen's Diamonds? Or I can't read today. It's by Donna Banks. Anybody? Eileen's Diamonds?
Spell
is that it?
Spell it.
I-L-A. Apostrophe S.
You didn't have to add the apostrophe, man. I got that part.
All right, but I wasn't saying you was dumb. I was just trying to say that it's there. And the book is, I don't want to say how long it is. It's a little book. It's supposed to be a novel. It's 120 pages.
Is it a book or a pamphlet?
It's a pamphlet, but it's supposed to be a book. Well, okay, look, here we go again. Not trying to dog anyone. But when I used to see this book all the time online, you know, on sale. You think, when you see a book, and you don't see the thickness of it, you think it's a novel, right? And most novels are at least 250 pages or more to be classed as a novel because there's certain page lengths that which you have a novella, a novel, a pamphlet, you know, whatever. This is 120 pages. Now, I've seen some books that was only like 80 pages. They call it a novel, and they're selling it for $15. I mean, we talked about this before. But this book is published through Arthur House, and you know they're gonna sell whatever you whatever they're gonna you know you paying them, so they're gonna print whatever. But this is it, and they have their picture on the back and everything. And she's I'm sure she's a good woman, and we're gonna have her on the show. And I'm not dogging her book, but I'm just saying this book is probably a 4x6, and it's only 119 pages. So if it was a regular 6x9, it probably would be 50 pages or less.
Right.
An essay.
Man, that's I mean it's it says it's got 5 reviews. I've only like they one of them is pretty much you know they ripped their new one which is you know it's still the book is still 4 years old but
like, right I haven't read this book yeah I have not read it so okay but anyway she's gonna be on the show her name is Donna Banks and she will be here I don't know when she's supposed to be coming let me look at my schedule real quick when is Miss Banks supposed to be on the show. Unless she's Poetry Queen Banks, there. That's the only Banks I see on my schedule. Poet Queen. No, that's not. That's not. That's the woman from last week, so we know it's not her. Oh, here she is. She's supposed to be coming in February 11th with Archuleta Chisholm. Have you had her on your show before, Cotton? Archuleta Chisholm from Kansas City. She's a poet.
Archuleta?
Yeah, Archuleta Chisholm. She's very good. I think you might want to link up with her. She's going to be on our show here on the 11th of February. But she's from Kansas City, and she's pretty popular around here. So I don't know if you've heard of her. I guess not. But she's a poet. And and I want to thank the people that's in the chat room, because there's my brother DK Walker. Thank you, brother, for coming in. He's saying his things there. We'll be bringing some of him out. And then there's someone else. I don't know who they are. They're have an anonymous name, but we thank you all for doing that. And like I said, the people didn't show up. So Cotton, we're gonna probably play a song here first, and then we're probably gonna let you in the next hour. If you have a subject that you would like to speak on that we can touch on tonight, that would be nice if we can talk on it. Something that's controversial or something. That, I mean, I'm sure you have something, right?
Yeah, I got
something controversial.
I didn't hear that. What was that? What was that? I didn't hear that.
I'm just because see I haven't done this in a while, but you it's your fault because you just said touch on something. I'm like, dang, I haven't been touched in a minute.
Oh, you ain't been touched, baby. You ain't even touched yourself. Dang.
That is a trash.
I can't believe it. You have not touched yourself. What is that about?
I had to pull my mind out of the gutter for 2 seconds.
Man, the people are clapping because they want you to touch yourself now, see? Applause. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right, so you have to do that on your own. Unless you're going to show me a Skype version of that, I'm not going to. Let's just leave that alone.
Hey, really? why give it away for free when you can package it up and sell it?
Yeah, so that's probably why people don't want to come on the show is because I'm so nasty, you know. I'm nasty and dirty, and I talk crap, and, you know, I talk sexy when I'm on the line, and people just can't handle my voice. So I'll just, you know, take it at that, and, you know, I don't know. So what are we going to be, have you decided what you think you might talk about tonight? What are we going to be talking about?
Yes.
Or do you want me to wait until you bring it up? Because we can bring it up here in about 10 minutes. I'm gonna play something, I think, and unless you got some poetry you want to read or something, I might even get Toy to do something. Toy, you ready to do something? I know you're not really a guest, but you got something you can read. A poet's always supposed to be ready, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You got something, and I'm gonna let Cotton do something because I know she's ready. So bring us something real quick. Who wants to
like
go first?
Right now?
Oh, no, she ain't ready. Okay, she said, like, right now.
Right now.
Like, right now.
Hey, y'all,
okay.
I got a question. Wait.
Okay, there's a question.
Anything. Like, I've been looking at Isla's Diamonds,
right.
And, like, the same person reviewed it twice. I'm like, wow, this is interesting. Because it's got the same, no, I'm sorry, that's Isla's Diamonds 2. My bad.
Oh, there's a part two?
Yeah, but it's got the exact same cover. The exact same cover.
Really? There's not a two in them to distinguish between the books?
Yeah, the two is under where it says Isla's Diamonds. The book is exactly the same. The cover is exactly the same.
Well, you know, all they did was added a two.
But wait. This one's 176. So this is, you know, closer to book.
Okay. So they could have combined both of those and made one novel.
Probably. That made a good novel.
Yeah, it would have been a 270-page or 250-page book.
Well, depending on the
margin. Close to 300.
Right.
Yeah, no, well, and it could have been, if you would have made it a 6x9 or a 5x8, you could have got maybe 250, 300 pages with both books together.
Book is a 5x8.
The second one is. Okay.
Right.
Well, I don't know what this one here is. I have in my hand. It looks like it's a 4x6 or something. But anyway, it's not big. And this diamond, I've seen this art before where this guy has his hand on his head. Normally he's just doing it himself. Without the diamond, they added the diamond, of course. But anyway, let's not dog the book tonight. We'll wait till she come on the show. Anyway, plus I want to kind of read it and see what's there.
Right. Let me know what's up. Send me some chapters or something.
I can. You know, I can do that. It's a hard copy book, so. She sent me a hard copy in the mail.
Sorry.
And also, while we're talking about books, what's her name? The girl that was the poet that was on, what's her name? Honey Joy, or what was the girl from California? What is her name? I can't even think of her name right now. But she's been on me about buying a book from her, and she said that she checked with her publisher, and her publisher told her I didn't buy the book, and wow, I see where you're at with that, and you know, I'm like, wow. So
what, buy the book on Amazon or something?
Something. I guess the publisher keeps up with that, you know, on who's buying the books, which means you must not be selling that many if you can tell who bought the book and who didn't. But anyway, I'm going to go buy her book because she tried to bust me out the other day. So I'm going to go ahead and get it. But when are you going to buy my 12? That's what I want to know.
Hey, man, you doing the show, you know, it's upon you to at least have the first chapter or two read.
Oh, what? What, this book?
I guess.
Are you talking about the poet? What's her name? Honeysuckle, whatever her name was that was on the show?
You can call her.
Hardy. What's her name? I cannot think of her name. I'm trying to find it. It's Hardy something. Oh, yeah, Heartspoken. Okay. I'm tripping. Heartspoken Niecy. I'm sorry, Niecy. If you're listening, don't be pissed. But anyway.
Oh. You wrong.
Wow.
She bust me out, though, man. She did. She dogged me on, oh, I see you didn't buy my book. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go buy it. I'm going to buy it. That's why people don't want to come on the show, huh? Go ahead and say it. Why don't y'all go on and say it?
No comment.
Did I just mess up? Nobody will ever listen to my show ever again? Is that it?
No, I don't think so.
Do I have to give the show to DV now?
No, I don't think that's it.
No, that was, that's bad.
Yeah, that's
well, you know,
I'm
going to
buy it, though. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. But, I mean, I remember she sent me, I mean, we heard her do a poem. And somebody said something. I'm not going to say who said it, but it was, I ain't going to say it. Anyway, I'm trying to be nice. I'm really trying to be nice, but somebody said it was, I ain't gonna say that because I'm putting words in their mouth. But an individual that's on this show said it was not good. I'll just say that. A poor person. A very sexy poet person. What are we talking about?
Are you talking about Hart Skanisi?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see? Okay, so I didn't say anything. It was already said itself. She's good, right?
We had a conversation about this. I spoke to some other poets.
Didn't she have her own blog talk show?
Oh, Niecy?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Because I remember specifically her talking about her own show.
Well, if she did, I don't think she was the main host. She might have been on with someone else. But
that'd be right. Oh well.
But anyway, she did a poem on here, and it was supposed to be sensuous. And I said it was, and I did what GPA always said I don't do.
So what'd you do?
I played like it was really good when it really wasn't good. Oh, man, I'm wrong.
I don't even lie. I'm like, if it ain't cotton, I probably ain't going to like it. So I just go ahead and be
And you told the truth, and I'm going to start doing that, too. Because if it ain't good, I'm going
to
say
like, I ain't
going to
lie. Your boy, GPA, he be laying down some of them. You know what I'm saying? And
he does.
Like
he's pretty good. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, I've never actually met him in person, but I feel like I have. But you know, GPA, what he does, poetry, he has got a lot of substance in it. You know, I'm just going to be honest. There's a lot of substance, and you can actually see the visualization of what he's talking about. But some of these people, some of the stuff, I don't know what they're talking about. I mean, you can't see nothing. It's just words. But, you know, when he talks about pulling legs up one way and kissing this way and coming down the other way and all this stuff, I mean, damn. I see it. You know, but, and I don't know whose legs they are. I'm not going to say names, but I see legs moving. Some woman, whoever he's talking about, I don't know who it is, but my thing
is, he gets a good visual. That's the thing about most people. That's what I was going to say earlier. I talked to some other poets, and I said, you know, you should never perform any time. I don't care if it's on the radio or if it's just in front of family. You want to give 100% every time. Don't come on the radio. We don't know you. We can't see you. Don't come on the radio. And
that's why you scared that other
like
girl away last week, because she didn't want to come on because you dogged her so bad. You asked her, was she talking to a woman? And it just blew her mind because she was. And she was like, well, you know something? I was reading it. You did catch me, Cotton. Bye. I'm not coming back.
I hate you. Click, click.
No.
And
but,
I won't.
But you want people
you know,
to tell you the truth. If you keep having people say the same thing to you and tell you you're good when you're really not, That's not helping you at all. Like,
they
you
do the same
will
thing
never
for
change.
Authors,
right.
That's the same
right.
thing they do for authors all the time. You know,
right.
they tell you, oh, you've written the best book ever, and then they go around with this ego, like, how dare. And, but when somebody busts them out on Amazon or just don't like them, you know what I'm saying, all of a sudden they try to rip you a new one. I remember about a year ago.
Right. Yeah. I understand everybody's not going to like your work. I understand that. But when they doggy book, and I always bring this up. Y'all know y'all tired of me saying
oh,
this.
God, not the condom thing, man. Leave it alone.
You mean
leave it alone.
I don't have to say it. But that was just, you were reaching when you were looking for something to say about that. If that's all you got to say is no safe sex.
In a book.
With something that's fiction, that's not real. You know, I just don't get it. I don't know. But anyway, they wanted to have safe sex. They wanted me to put that little piece in the paragraph. He stuck the condom on before he's...
You got to look at that as being not even a negative thing. That's more of a thing where, look at it like this. At least the person took time to actually read your book to know that that's what was going on in the book.
Okay, Cotton, I'll take that.
But look, you know, when it
why
comes
can't,
to...
Why you got... Okay, she got me. Okay, they read.
But look...
They read all of them. They read the whole series to find out that there was no condoms because they kept saying... Well, I read the first one, and I was trying to see if there was going to be a safe sex. But then I read the second one, and then I wanted to make sure there was no that he did really miss safe sex. So I read the third one, and you know, there was no safe sex. But I read the fourth one, and they read all my books. You're right. So you're right, Cotton. I should take it that they did read the books and forget about the condom. You're right, baby. You're right. We have a caller, and please, caller, do not hang up. If I ask you if you have something to say. And you don't say anything, but please don't hang up. And this is from the Show Me State, so please do not hang up. If you have nothing to say, caller, are you there? If
are
you do not have anything
to
say, I am. Is this 816?
I'm in 816.
Okay. Do you have something to say? Would you
not
like to call
yet.
In or anything?
I don't know what you guys are talking about yet.
You don't. Okay. Well, we're talking about whatever you want to talk about. You got something you want to talk
don't
about?
Don't feel bad. We don't know what the hell we're talking about either.
if you have something that you want us to touch on, sweetheart, go ahead. State your name. Give us a fake name, whatever. Let us know what's going on. We'll bring it up.
No, I'm just listening. I just called. Just wanted to see what the topic was tonight. What are you guys talking about? Anything good?
We're going to talk about whatever you want to.
Somebody drops
sex, whatever. We got something coming on. Trust
like,
yo, me.
Like, your opinions suck. Get off my line. I'm already ready
Don't believe that. Trust me. Miss Cotton has got something that's going to be coming on, and we're going to be talking, and I'm going to try to keep my voice sexy and no cussing in it. How's that?
If that's what you choose to do, I don't mind cussing.
You don't mind? Well, your voice sounds familiar to me, but I'm going to leave it where it is, so you keep listening, okay? And you want me to leave you on so you can speak, or you want to just wait, and I'll bring you back in once we get a subject? Because we're going to be talking one here in about 9 minutes.
Either
now,
or, whatever
me,
you want to do.
It's going to be sexy, trust me.
You should really like her, because she is just like, whatever you want to do, what do you want to do?
Oh, well, I do like her.
I like her.
I do like her. She's from the Mo State.
Are you married, young lady?
Oh, God.
No, I am not.
See, when she finally do get married, her husband's going to be very happy. Because, baby, what do you want to do? Whatever you want to do.
What you talking about? He's going to have to know because she's so indecisive that one of them going to have something to do.
Well, you know,
y'all both can't be like, whatever you want to do, because nothing will ever get done.
Oh, no,
yeah,
she'll pick somebody like a DV or a Red.
So let me ask you something,
sweetheart.
Right, let me ask you something. If you had to do something right now, you wanted to make your man do something, what would you make him do at this moment? Anything you want, you can say whatever.
I would have him help me take my braids down.
That's love right there.
Well,
that's
take
love.
Your braids down, and are they laying on certain parts of your body that definitely you can rub as well?
Oh,
hey, you came on word sexy. You know it's explicit, huh? Go ahead, baby.
I didn't say anything. I'm listening. I
okay,
want to know what
well.
You guys are talking about. I wasn't listening online. I just called the number, and so I'm here.
Damn, you are sexy, and you in Missouri too, right here with me. Oh my goodness! All right, look, we're gonna let Cotton go ahead. Cotton, what's the subject for tonight?
I actually wanted to talk about because this came up, and I don't know that we've talked about this before, which is interracial dating.
You know, we really haven't. And that's a subject I can probably talk on since my first wife was Korean. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
What about interracial? What about interracial dating?
The thing of it is that I've not really heard a whole lot of men say, well, why are you with that white dude? Or why are you with that Mexican dude? But you often hear women complaining about the man is dating the Caucasian woman or the Mexican woman, and it becomes we as African American women seem to make we seem to make more of a bigger issue out of him dating outside of his race opposed to him just dating. You know?
Well, I'm gonna tell you why I think African American women do it mostly is because they first of all think that there's a short of us because shortage of black men because they're either dead or in jail or are married.
No,
so a little that's left are gay,
right?
And those that are left, they feel like they're taking them from them. So I can only give you the experience that I had when I was married to when I was married outside of my race. It was rough because I had some women actually come to me and tell me to my face, "You could have had me, but you married that bitch. You know why are you with her?" And I'm serious. Actually told me just like that, and I cussed. Damn. But anyway.
You was like, you can still have me. She ain't got it.
You know, I said, and I did, because at that time, that's how I was. You can still have me. What's up? No, you ain't getting this because you need to savor the fact that you could have had this and can't get it. You shouldn't have, you know, with all that. But anyway.
I think those who tell you that that's not a good woman for her to even say something like that. So even if you wasn't with the Korean woman, why would you think that I would want to be with a woman like you who doesn't just look at her as a woman? That's just a woman. Regardless of what her race is, this is the woman that I fell in love with, or this is the man that I fell in love with, and I'm happy. So why would you, as a black woman or as any woman, want to come along and say, well, you could have had me? Well, what makes you so much better than her? Because you're standing here in my face saying all this negative stuff about this woman, and you don't even know her, but you're saying it based on the color of her skin.
And I think all of it is based on the fact that because she's black, saying that you just betrayed all the black race because you went out of her race.
I mean,
so
my experience, my experience is a little different. When I, like, my parents moved to the suburbs, like, when I was in high school. So I was surrounded by nothing but, you know, white chicks, basically. And so my parents would always say, you know, we don't care who you bring home just as long as she's black. So whenever I tried, but whenever I tried to date, you know, outside of my race, for, you know, those first few years that I left my house and was in college and, you know, being wild, there was something that would weigh heavily on my heart, because no matter how cool, you know, this white chick or this Hispanic chick was, I always felt like people were looking at me and gauging me and you know, whispering behind my back. So whenever I would go out kicking it with this white girl, with this Hispanic girl, I would wander away on purpose because I was insecure with the thought of everybody thinking that I had sold out black people.
They were talking about you. They was talking about you just like they was talking about me.
And that was the thing. It took me a while to finally get past that. What the hell is that?
Some clapping, bro.
Somebody standing next to a train. I thought you were standing next to a train or something.
No, they clapping and shit. They clapping in the background, man. You know.
All right. No, but it took me.
You got me cussing again, man. What's up with that? I'm trying not to cuss. Okay, go ahead.
But it really took me some years to get past that because I finally came to the realization that, look, I deserve to be loved like I deserve to be loved. And if there's some white woman or some woman who is non-black who can treat me the way I deserve to be treated and love me the way I deserve to be loved, then she deserves that reciprocity. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I agree with you.
And
I love my sisters, but, you know, hey, sometimes, you know.
But look, I mean, I would never. The thing that irks me is not that people date outside their race, is that they say, well, something is wrong with black women. That's why I date outside my race. Or now that I have money, I'm going to date outside my race. Those are the things that I can't stand that people openly say. Now, if you got money and you want to date outside your race because you have the opportunity, then do it. But don't, you know, white dudes don't be like, nah, I got me some money. I'm going to date me a black girl. You know what I'm saying? You know, because that's who you want to be.
Unless your name is Robert De Niro, who just loves black women anyway. You know, it's just the way it is.
Or what's his name? Or Bill Maher. You know,
Bill Maher.
Man, his ass, after Superhead, was like, you know, I sucked all these dicks. He was like, girl, I love you. We deserve to be married. I love you.
Yeah, he was gonna marry her until he was kind of like dogged him out a little bit for marrying who she
but
is.
But that was the
know,
thing.
Superhead.
He fell into the same trap that I kind of fell in years ago, that all of a sudden you think everybody got something to say because, you know, you with somebody who's not of your own race.
Well,
so,
I mean, her name is Superhead. And
no,
she's
her
got
name
videos.
Her name is Corinne Steffens.
Well, I know what her name is, but what I'm saying is she has a nickname. Just like I have a nickname, Red Snapper. Okay? She has a nickname, and she's known for videos of her doing what she's known for.
Yeah, but
so, I mean,
what I'm saying is like, if your name was Coochie Eater Jones, you know what I'm saying? Halle
well,
Berry.
It might as well be as Red Snapper as do. Might as well be shit.
but my point is, let's say you kick it with Halle Berry. Do you think she should judge you based on your name is Coochie Eater Jones or the type of person that you are?
Yeah, you're right, and I agree with you. I'm not going against you. You should be judged on who you are, but you got people, if you're in the media, and it's a shame that the media is that way, that they dictate what goes on, you know, in Hollywood and everywhere, you know, that you can't be who you want to be with because you're worried about somebody talking about you. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, we could even use, and this is going off the subject a little bit, we could even use the thing with Beyonce and the lip sync thing. Who cares if she did or not? You know, it doesn't matter. But, you know, they want to make a big deal out of that, you know. And you got a New York senator talking about she need to apologize. But that's the media. So let's get back on the subject of interracial. But my thing is you're right. You shouldn't judge somebody for that. You should be with who you want to be with, and a name or whatever should have nothing to do with it. If that's what you want to be with or who you want to be with, then why not? You know, why not?
Earlier, what was mentioned was that because I posted this in a couple of groups. I posted in one group in particular, which was Urban Singles group or whatever. And so there ended up being 150 comments on this thing because what I said was is that it doesn't matter who you're dating. The problem that we, some of us have, is that you have now opened up your mouth as a black man to say that another race is better than where you came from. You should never, even if you feel that way, you should never let that come out of your mouth to another black. Those are fighting words.
So that's why you asked about the book, the guy who wrote the book fast the other day. Okay, I got you. Okay.
Right, because I'm going to see if I can get him to come on to the show, because the people in the group were like, well, where's this guy? We want to come on that show. We'll come on that show, because
are you going to have him on your show, or are you going to bring him in?
I'm going to have him on my show.
Okay,
I'm really lost.
Who is
you know the guy? The dude's Hank Bullock, and then you know the guy that was on our show. Those guys who wrote the book about the white women, saying white women are better than black women or whatever. The reason why black men go to the white women because black women have attitude and they have all these problems, and you know they don't give a black man a chance, so that's why you go to a white woman because she's going to be submissive.
Yeah,
she's going to do all these things.
Let's just
I want them to come back, but they ain't.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
The reason I wanted to talk about this is because I don't feel, I mean, personally, I just don't see where the problem, the problem lies where when you say, because people were commenting on this, and one gentleman said, well, I don't think it should matter who you date, blah, blah, blah. I said, it doesn't matter who you date. It's what comes out of your mouth for you to say, your mama is black. Why would you say something that, like, to the fact that a black woman is not as good or as equal to another racial woman? That's not even, there are Caucasian women out there that will slash your tires, cut your throat. She'll have you set up, buried in some cement, alive. Don't play with me. I mean,
okay, so let me see if I can get 816 to comment real quick on that.
On interracial dating, I personally have never interracially dated anyone, but I am very curious nowadays. Black men, I love, they're sexy. I feel like I mastered them. So now
are you breaking up on this, sweetheart?
She said she mastered black men. Ain't that, that's a tragedy, hearing this.
She said what?
Tragedy.
I agree. Can you say that again? Because I didn't, you cut off. I didn't hear the whole statement.
Let's see. I mastered the black man. Now I'm interested in other races, and that's pretty about it.
Oh, so you've mastered. Okay, you've mastered black men. Okay, so you got everything you want out of a black man. So now you want to try an Asian man or a white man or Puerto Rican, Mexican. What's next?
Well, I haven't gotten everything that I wanted out of a black man. I'm just curious.
But you use the word mastered. Mastered. That means everything.
That means that's true.
I've mastered it. Not that I've gotten what I wanted out of it.
No. You can't use that word because mastered means you're done. That's it. Everything
okay.
that you could learn from
close
a black man
to mastered.
Is done.
Close to mastered. Not quite mastered, but close.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just all
you think.
I couldn't
see myself
okay.
in a relationship with another race.
But you know, I'm going to tell you, I tried the white girl thing, but it just don't work for me. But anyway, go ahead.
Man, it worked for me.
Back to you. I tried, man. I can't get past the slavery thing, man. That's just me, though.
You know what ruined me?
I mean, I don't know. It's just like, I just feel like I'm being used. Now, when I was married to the Korean lady, I was different because I felt like she was kind of like in the same boat with me almost, being discriminated against. But then again, I found that was a big difference too. But anyway, but this white woman thing, though, I just feel like they play with you too much. You're a toy until you get into the wheel. When they're talking about the wheel, they're going to drop you if they want that money, or they're going to make you cut all your hair off, and you got to be bald-headed, and you got to walk around with them, and, you know, you can't have hair and all
see,
this.
You did with the civil rights era white women.
You know,
that was too scared to date black men in their youth.
I don't know.
I kind of understand why, like, I have my own theory. I could be wrong. Why another race of women look at you and say, oh, my God, these are fabulous men, like, they're black men. That means they worship you. Some of them, almost, not all of them, but that's how they. That's how another race sees the black man, because of the, you know, the jewel thing. And so.
What jewel thing? What jewel thing? What are you talking about?
D-I-C-K.
I want you to. What, you can't cuss no more? Just because I'm not cussing on me, you can't.
Hey. I'm just saying.
Okay, you need to go ahead and say it. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say it because normally I'm the guy that says all the vulgar stuff, the dick. Okay, all right.
Right.
I cussed again. I'm sorry. All right.
I almost understand that because you want to feel worshipped. And in a sense, African-American women don't really do that to our black men. We don't treat them like kings most of the time because we've dealt with you all for so long that you're just black men to us. You're not on
Are we garbage? Are we garbage?
No, but you're not on that higher pedestal to us like another race feels you are. But, I'm not saying that you're
Go ahead. I'm laughing at the chat room.
I'm
sorry.
Not saying that you're not. I'm saying we don't see you that most of us black women don't view you that way, and we don't treat you that way. So when another race comes along and says, "Hey, this man is a god to me," for whatever reason that she feels that she's giving you what you desire, and so now you just say, "You know what? I don't think I want to date black anymore," or whatever your reasons. I have one cousin. When I say I have one cousin, I have one cousin who's dating married black. Everybody else. Married outside of the race. None of them are with black women. They're all with a different, whether Hispanic or Caucasian. They're not with black women.
Look, I'm gonna tell you.
Well, I had something I was gonna say, and I lost it because you were getting there. But my thing is I feel that I don't even know what I was gonna say. Go ahead, DV. Maybe I'll catch it back here in a minute.
Like right now, I am in Belize. You know, I'm not even in the States. So, like, down here.
Oh, you in Belize?
Wait, hold on, what?
What the hell are you doing in Belize? What the hell are you doing in Belize?
Like, my...
Let's talk about that.
My job.
You in Belize?
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Left us in the dark. We supposed to be dark,
Not like,
man, we thought you were in Texas, man.
Yeah, my job allows me to, you know, travel really all, you know, between the Americas, North, South, and Central America.
You a dedicated dude, man, to call in the show.
You are.
I know you, dude. You are dedicated. You called in tonight to be co-host of this show, and you in the Belize, you in the Caribbeans or some damn where.
Well, no, like I'm basically in the peninsula of Mexico, like just south of the country of Mexico.
Yeah, I know. I'm tripping, but it's a tropical area. God dang.
Yeah,
dang
it is.
Okay.
But
okay. So
is,
yeah.
most of the women here have, you know, only seen black men on TV. You know what I'm saying? And even then, sparingly. So me being down here is like an anomaly. They see dark skinned Hispanic, which is essentially black. But you know, I've been asked all sorts of questions that would be offensive. You know, if I was in the States, you know, they asked to touch my hair. They, you know, asked me, you know, how big my dick is, you know, crazy stuff like that.
Oh.
Right. And they're pretty blatant about it.
What is your answer?
Find out. You know.
What did you tell them? I'm
like,
see, now you got me cussing again.
I ain't going to be like, you're welcome to find out, because the last thing I need is somebody knocking on my door like, hey, you have a child in Belize? No. That'd be bad. You know,
oh, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, we thought he was going to give us an answer. I mean, I was trying to get him to say his size for y'all, but
he didn't want to
bite.
He said his size. He said you have to find out.
I ain't finding out nothing.
No, but.
I ain't finding out shiggity. How about I say it like that? I ain't finding out shiggity. He going to have to do that.
But
y'all, because that ain't
point.
Me.
The point is everybody has this, you know, people have this depiction on how we are only because of what they see on TV. You know, they think that I'm supposed to have, you know, all the gold teeth, all these chains around my neck, and they're like, you're not like the ones we see on TV, and you hear that a lot down here. You're not like the black guy we see on TV, you know. And I've had obvious, you know, blatant offers, you know, for sex, for any, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, if I ever get lonely, you know, stuff like that. But the thing is I already knew that before I went down, before I came down here, that it was going to be like that. you know, that they're going to try to, and sometimes, you know, people say it's an immigration thing. Sometimes people say it's just a curiosity thing. But
it's probably both.
I mean, other, right, but other races, you know, find us exotic, you know, but we can't always get that same type of attention back home because now we're the standard. You know, there's nothing exotic about a black guy in America. Whereas if you go to other countries in the world, like I have, my cousin stayed in Germany. All he does is talk about how German women love black men.
Oh, yeah, I was over in Germany, and I definitely know that. I mean, I've seen German women, you can be with your woman, you can be with your wife or whoever, and they will walk up to you and they will tell you why she's standing there, that they like you and they will buy this for you and they'll do this for you and whatever. And
you know,
I have seen that actually happen where they bought BMWs for guys, bought them stereos. Back in the 80s, was, you know, stereos was a big thing. It was buying these component sets or whatever, these big stereo systems. And these women would do this stuff for them and with no problem. You know, they had a day over there, and I'm going to let you talk, where there's, they call it like a Sadie Hawkins Day, where there's one day
right.
that they have in Germany where you
women
can sleep with whoever
men.
You want through that day. Whoever you want, and you can be married. You're married, but that's the one day that you can be with whoever you want to be, and it's legal that you're supposed to let that happen. So, I mean, they do stuff like that over there, but that's a different country. So,
yeah. I mean, the thing is, I say this on the show all the time. There's nothing sexier to me than a black woman, you know. But like I said, if you know, everybody that I've ever been with, no matter what race, has something special about them. You know, I've been with white chicks, you know, and sometimes, you know, I'm be open with y'all. You know, sometimes, you know, me and my dudes, we be like, man, white girls got some great pussy. You know, the asses are flat as, you know, as the worst kind of wall you can imagine. Like, it's like pounding your dick against, you know, a 10x4, you know, a 2x4. That's what it's like. You know, because there's no ass, and, you know, it's not pleasant. You know, but the same thing, like, I've been with one, like, she wasn't Asian, she was Laotian. You know, she's from Laos, you know, so that is the only Asian experience I've ever had. I've been with Hispanic women, and I love my black women. I love, love, love black women. Now, does that mean if I will end up falling in love with a black woman? Not necessarily. You know, I will be with a person who treats me the best and who I feel is deserving my love, and vice versa, who they feel is my love is worthy of them.
Here, okay, that's the DV experience.
Very well said, DV.
All right, now we got 816 back. She had dropped, and now she's back. So, did you hear any of that?
Unfortunately, not. It was breaking up. I had to hang up for a couple of minutes, but.
I am not going to my monologue all over again.
Okay,
well, you don't have to. We can go on for the next.
Okay, well, we'll let you get back in on the other piece of that. So, but yeah, go ahead, Cotton. I think he was going to say something.
Okay, where's Toy Honey?
Oh, is that Toy? Go ahead, Toy.
No, I'm saying, where is she?
Well, you know,
I'm
gonna tell you, Mike. Okay, well, I'm going to say my experience. You know, like I said, I tried the other races. I tried, well, I haven't been, well, there's a Puerto Rican woman that's kind of in my face now. But anyway, I have tried, I think, three white women in my whole life. And it wasn't that they weren't good enough or anything like that. It was just, I just had this thing. You know, I grew up in a time in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, I grew up in Kansas City, so it was a little different for me. And I'm not trying to be prejudiced or anything, because the military helped me out a lot. Going and spending the time I spent in the service showed me a lot of things and let me see a lot of culture and see that things weren't as shallow as I thought they were. But to that same token, I've seen a lot of women, white women, get black men in trouble where they actually did time in Leavenworth because of them not admitting something or saying that they were raped and or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I just think that they're not, you know, it's okay for them. They'll play with you. I mean, not saying black women won't, but they'll play with you to a point. But then when they feel like their race is being jeopardized or something like that, and I'm not saying all white women are this way. I'm just saying the cases that I've seen, they flipped on them and changed up and said, oh, he raped me and he did it, whatever, you know, and these guys ended up doing time. So
But that's just the thing. It's not even about white or black.
Civil rights.
A woman, period. I mean, it's just a person. If they're no good, they're just no good. It doesn't matter their race. If they're good, they're good. It doesn't matter their race.
And I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying
the case that I see. Yeah.
Right. But there are Caucasian women that do just what you said. They've done it.
Right.
You know, even way back, and you know, Emmett Till was killed for whistling at a white woman. I mean, you just go on, and it keeps moving forward. But now they use it as a tool to get back at you if you don't do what they want you to do. And that's not just, that's any woman. That's a lot of women, not anyone, but that's a lot of women that play that game of trying to figure out a way to get back at you for doing something or not doing something she wanted you to do. So I never understand how a black man can come out of his mouth and say that a Caucasian woman or Mexican woman or Hispanic Asian woman is better than a black woman. We all have our differences.
You won't hear that coming from my mouth because I don't agree. I love black women now. I'm going to tell you the chocolate, more chocolate or whatever. You know, I love them. So, but the thing is there are some that I guess, like Wesley Snipes, will use him as an example. He said that when he was in school, because he was black and all this, that all the black women didn't like him because I guess it was during the time when light-skinned man was supposed to be all that or whatever. And, you know, whatever the case. You know, he felt like they was dogging him out, so now he only dates women outside of his race. To me, that's an excuse. Maybe he did get hurt behind it. I don't know. You know, I don't know. But whatever the reason, just say what it, if you just like that type of woman, you like them. Why you got to come up with some excuse why you're going wild with that type of woman? If you like a white woman, you like a white woman. If you like a whatever. It's
right.
A free country to be what you
right.
want, but you got to take what comes with it. Just like I used to tell people, like when I was, you know, I got kids by my first wife, so, you know, they're beautiful. They're grown, you know, they're doing what they do. And my thing is you know, they didn't get harmed behind it. I'm sure there's probably some people talking about them and stuff like that. But the thing is you got to be able to take everything that comes with being in that relationship if you're going to be in it. So if you love this person, then you should want to do it. What's the problem? You shouldn't be letting people talk you out of being with them. The reason why I didn't stay with mine is because she was trying to make me into a Korean. I didn't want to be one. So that's the only reason why I got out of that. But I still talk to her today. You know, we still are friends and we talk, but I just didn't want to be Korean. So that's the reason why.
I've never dated outside my race. I don't know what it's like. But I've been tempted to because I've dealt with enough crap from, you know, certain a race of men, but I love black men. Like, I don't, but it doesn't matter. I just, and it's not that I don't like the other races. It's just that I don't really think one can handle me. If a black man can't handle me, I don't think.
So what is it about cotton that a black man can't handle?
Ooh, do tell.
I just think that I've been told that I'm a little bit intimidating because I already know what I want. If I tell you what I want and it's you, and you do the opposite of what I just said, it's intimidating because, okay, she knows what she wants, and she just said she wanted that, means I got to let no. What I want you to do is just be the man that you are. First, we got you crying about, you know, women don't know what they want. Then when a woman approaches you and she knows what she wants, now you're scared. You can't make up your, come on, man, make up your mind.
Well, we can say that about women, too, because you're right. Women do the same thing. They tell you they want a good man, and then when one comes, they dog him and say he's weak because they used to this guy dogging him out so much. And some women will even tell you that if I'm not in a, we're not arguing or something, that he don't love me. You know, I've heard that too.
Right.
Oh, he ain't hitting me,
right.
He don't love me. You know, I mean, it's just because of what they've seen and how they've grown up, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it goes both ways.
Right.
So,
there's,
you know, I don't know.
Just don't know what they want. And I'm just one of those women. I know what I want. I know the, you know, I know
what you want,
God.
Tell us what you want. Tell us what you want.
You know, when I always said when I finally hooked up with the right guy, he's as awesome as me, we're going to tear up the world. Nobody's going to be able to. Nobody's going
to
be able to do anything. So.
Somebody said I'm Mexican. DB, stop lying, man. I am not Mexican. I'm Creole. Okay, anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. If Red was Korean, I bet his rice would come out better. Better than I'm going to get you. You need to call in.
Okay. Where's 400?
DK Walker, you need to call in, brother, talking about my jokes is bad. That's all right. Anyway, go ahead. He's dogging me.
Yeah.
Did you have
I wanted to chime in.
Okay.
Yes, I did. I wanted to chime in when Red was talking about Wesley Snipes. From what I've heard with Wesley Snipes' track record, because you know he dated Halle Berry, like, temporarily when they was doing Jungle Fever,
Jungle
right?
Jungle Fever, right.
Okay. Now, from what she has said, she was crying a lot when she was dating Wesley. So it was something with him. Either he was controlling the force or something like that. Okay, I don't know how many black women he has dated, and they had that kind of reaction to him, but that is telling him, okay, something about you need to change, because every other race of women besides black women is not just going to take that off for you. So
I love Halle Berry, but she's got issues as well.
Yeah, she do. She takes issues.
She's got some issues as well. You know, Dave Justice and all that, the whole thing with that, you know, I mean, it was just, you know, anyway. You're right. She did
Don't
date him
for
a while.
The follow up.
Oh yeah.
He's also the reason why one of her ears is missing.
Oh, Dave Justice?
No.
Wesley Snipes.
Oh yeah, she is kind of deaf in her ear, isn't she?
In one of her ears, he smacked her so hard that it messed up one of her eardrums.
Right, yeah. He was beating her, huh? Yeah, I kind of heard a little bit about that. And is he still in jail? Anyway, we'll just leave that alone.
<He don't know.
laughs> Motherfucker's in jail. Anyway, damn, I said MF. Dang, mofo is what I'm trying to say. Okay.
Yeah.
I want DK Walker to call in, man. We got 38 minutes. I want Mr. Walker to call in. The number, I put it on this chat room, and I need you to call in just for a second.
Okay.
I'm not going to say nothing about you dogging me.
Okay,
go ahead.
DB.
Yes, ma'am.
You dated outside your race?
Hmm?
You dated outside your race?
Yes, I have.
He just gave a story on how he was with white women.
I know,
and stuff.
But
yeah.
I was trying to chime in and say, hey, hold on. We need to clarify. But,
why he can't date out his race?
He can date outside his race.
Huh? Is that wrong, Cotton?
No, he ain't
a black man no more now?
No. ZB just comes across as, he doesn't come across as the type of man.
He looks like the kind of guy that would date a white woman. Yeah.
He doesn't.
I can even see him married to one. Yeah, I can even see him married to one. Yeah. To me, he does. He got that smile and everything. He got that, I cut my hair off for her and everything and walk around with the baby and on his back and be bald headed and. You know,
you never seen me with no shit like that, like a little baby.
Oh, he even cussed. I got him in a cuss. You know, that is something that he just doesn't do.
You'll never catch me with a baby pouch up front. I'm sorry. I'd rather just hold the baby.
Oh, man. Yeah,
before you get married, we need to go on a date, okay?
All right, that's cool.
Wow. I seen it coming, but dang, wow. Does she even dog me a couple of times for you, man?
I would love that opportunity.
I love it.
He comes in so smooth.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
He comes in smooth.
Like his voice, he's just got, because I was going to say earlier when you were talking about the audio, he had like, between the two of you, I was listening. I was like, I don't know who has the smoother voice. Like, it's a different voice.
No.
As soon as DB starts talking, it's like, okay, what do you have to say, DB? Because I want to listen to you the rest of the night.
See, I don't get that. See, that's something that DB hit gets.
Get that.
I don't get this. I don't want to get the. I want to listen to you all night. That doesn't happen. So it's not me. It's got to be DB. But I'm good with that. It's fine. DB, you are the guy right now.
You get the other side because people want to see what you can do with each other tonight. They don't want to hear you all the time.
No, don't try to clean it up. It's DV. He's the man.
No. What I said was that women normally want to see what you can do with your lips. They don't want to hear you. Did you talk about
that? Who is
that? You.
Who wants to see what I do with my lips? Where are they? Because I haven't used my lips on no one in quite some time.
Oh, shoot.
So
wow.
What is that about?
Oh.
But DB is it, though. Because even in the chat room, he's the shiggity. They call his name out real loud. DB! Damn.
Did you not hear me say, hey, person? I'm not going to
I know. Whatever. But I'm good, though, because I know everybody ain't going to like red. That's cool, though. Because it takes a certain type of person to get into what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? And Cotton can handle anybody. If she's saying that about DV, then we understand. DV is it.
I just want to know what it's like when I say to a man, I want to go out with you. And he's okay with that. And we go out and we have a good time. And there's not this this uncomfortableness.
So you asked DV and he was okay with it, and now you're good.
Yeah, I'm good. No, I'm gonna go out with DV. Me and DV are going on a date.
Oh, excuse me.
Wow. Next time I get to check
you. This is the show that Red Snapper has been thrown under the bus because DV has taken over the show.
The next time I'm going to Texas, I'm
going to
hit DV up and say, hey, I'm coming to Texas. Let's go hang out.
Hey, DV, guess what? She's never went out with me. She's only going to go out with you. Isn't that something, man? I like that because you are DV, hint, author of Valentine. And what's the other books? You're the man. You got that smooth come in and that suave, I'm tired sound. And women just love you. They just want to just be tired with you and shit. You know, and that shiggity, I'm sorry. And, you know, it's all right. You know, it's all good.
Shiggity. Did you just say shiggity?
I said shiggity because I'm using old boy's shit. Shiggity, excuse me.
Divi didn't get one of those answers that make a woman feel like, whatever. If you come to town, that's cool. He didn't give that answer. He gave the I would love.
Somebody gave you that?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Somebody
yes.
told you
said,
that?
Well, if that's what
somebody
you want
told
to do,
you that
I
they
mean,
would.
I'm cool with that. Like,
oh, really?
What kind of answer is that?
Nah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm not a homeboy.
Oh, man. I hope that name was a Red Snapper that did that, because I don't remember saying something of that nature. So,
no, Red, I'm not going to bust you out.
If I am guilty, oh, not going to bust me out. Oh,
no, it wasn't you.
I didn't think so, but it's okay. I understand. But y'all should go out. I mean, I think it would be healthy for you two to actually spend some off-air time together.
Well, I'm single.
Yeah,
so
really
I want to hang out with good people. And I don't, me personally, I've had some people ask me out, and it's just like, no, I don't want to, no, I'm good.
DV, she wants to hang out with good people. She wants to hang out with you.
I want to hang out with DV. I want to know what DV's like off the air.
You see what I'm saying? DV off the air. What is DV like?
Now, like, you know what? I like talking off the air. I like talking about
politics. I should pay for y'all to go on a date. I should pay for y'all to go on a date, and y'all go, and then y'all come talk about it on the show.
You gonna pay for the flight, too?
No. I don't know. We have to talk about weather, too, about that. But anyway. That would be nice, man. You know, that would
be
nice.
It'd be like a Chuck Woolery dating game type of a situation.
You know, take you on a date, you go on a date. Yeah. Y'all, since y'all started this, y'all should get yourselves to the date, to each other. But then maybe I can pay for the place and
Red,
all
like I got
that,
$20 on Red Lobster. One of y'all going to eat.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. One of y'all going to look at the other one. Well, y'all going to use the same plate and eat together. Or go somewhere that they have them 20 for two. What's the place that has 20 for two? That's Applebee's, right? Is that
that's
Applebee's.
That what it is?
I ain't going to the damn 20 for twos.
Man, I'm just playing with you, man. You know, if I'm going to pay for the date, it's going to happen. But the thing is I want y'all to go out because she just came to you tonight and she put you out there in the open on her sexy radio that she's going out with you. So guess what? You going out with her.
And that is perfectly fine with me.
And like I told you, I really...
I was wondering, because I know y'all been leading up this. The last 4 months, y'all been leading up to this. I've been hearing Cotton. I've been hearing her words and the compliments she's been giving you and all this stuff. And I knew it was coming. I just didn't know it was going to be tonight. But that's all right. This is the best show that it could have came on for her to give you.
I didn't know I was
going to
say
right.
that tonight. But because I respect you.
You got bold tonight.
Really,
you got bold tonight. You got bold. It was coming.
No,
I seen it building up. The build up was coming, and you felt like that was it.
I remember us talking about actual interracial dating. I remember that topic.
Yes.
Yeah, what happened to that? Y'all ain't interracial. DV ain't Chinese.
Your girl A16 called in, and we never got to hear. You know,
and
she's going to
speak right now. Can you tell us what you want to say about all of this, what you've just heard, this bullshitty?
Me, 816?
Yes, you, baby.
I feel like I'm part of history. I want to see what's going to go down with them, if they're actually going to go out.
Yeah, we just carry a video camera around and you know, go ahead and video
date. I wish y'all could come here and do the date so I can watch. I'm a boy.
That
I want to watch
the creepiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I want to be. Why is it creepy, man? Why is it?
Because you was like, man, y'all need to come here. And then you was like, so I can watch. Like, for real, man?
I didn't know I was going to watch you.
You was like, you need to come. You might as well say, why don't y'all come here so I can stab one of y'all.
No, listen. No, don't try to change it to stabbing because you felt like it was sexual and you took it back. Like, I want to watch y'all. That's not what I said.
I said creepy. I didn't say sexy.
Oh, see, DV always cleaning something up. That's why she likes you too, DV, because you always cleaning shit up. And I said shit.
Uh-oh.
I sure did.
I have a lot of respect for DV. DV is really good. He saved my life on one of the shows one time. He came in and he stuck in there with me through the whole show. I said, I don't know if I got a chance to tell him that, but I really appreciate him sticking around because he didn't have to. He could have did something else and went on, you know, his way. But it was much appreciated that he hung out and made it easier for me to be able to do that show because I was missing my co-host.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was fun, though.
That was.
Woman in Distress. I like that. Woman in Distress. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing of Woman in Distress is he didn't know that at the time. I never told him that, you know, he was saving my life at the moment. So.
Okay, so Red has never done that, so he is, like I said, water under the bridge.
Water under the bridge.
Water under the bridge.
Really,
I'm
going to hang out with DV, though.
Yeah, she's really saying it. I really want to hang out with you, DV. I really want to hang out with you. I am just toe up.
Aww. Valentine's Day date. You guys should meet. Valentine's Day is in the air.
Is that 816 talking? You never told us your name, 816. What's your name? What is your name? What is your handle that you're going by tonight?
My name is Catrice.
Catrice, I like that.
Yes.
Even though that might not be your real name, I like that. That's cool. Okay.
Like,
I want to use that in a book, one of my ghetto versions of something. Closet Freak.
Hey, wow. My best friend's wife is named Catrice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, whose wife is named Catrice?
My best friend's wife. His name is Catrice.
Is he listening right now? Is she listening? The number is 347-215-8539. Word Sexy Radio. Look, Catrice is here. And the second one, if you're listening, come on out. Now, Catrice, we're going to have to... I got your number, but I ain't going to call you because I don't do stuff like that. But anyway.
Thank you. That's creepy.
I won't do that to you. Don't be creepy. You probably didn't see me in the club somewhere. Anyway, it's cool. We thank you for calling in, but do you have anything else to say besides Valentine's Day? Where do you think they should go on Valentine's Day?
I think they should just meet up, something natural, you know, drinks, have laughs. No pressure on anything.
That's the idea. DV makes it very comfortable for me to be able to say something like that to him. Because he makes you comfortable in his conversations with you. Just even us being on the radio so much,
I am just gone. She's trying to clean it up, but it's not working. I'm just gone. She just, I've been knowing this woman since, what, 2009?
You're claiming this way? I'm going to tell you that my lovely friend, Red, has met my family, and he lost his mind over all of them, all the women that came stepping in that room.
All the cousins were fine. Yes, I'm sorry. I was trying to do them all. Yes, they were fine. I'm sorry. So she's getting me back now, and she had to put it on the radio that I did that. I mean, this happened, what, like almost 2 years ago, and now you bring it out?
Almost.
Wow, that's really I am under the bus wheel right now. The wheel is going back and forth over me right now. The little bus is rolling over me over and over again right now.
I tried hooking Red up with one of my cousins, and it didn't work out because she was, I told him that she was a little, not wrapped too tight, but.
Well, I was too old for her. Just go ahead and tell the truth. She wanted a young boy that she could ride her.
I don't know the real reason. She never said. She didn't respond. The problem is that, like we talk about, she didn't communicate effectively with this situation. So
I didn't, or she didn't?
She didn't.
Well, I was trying to take her out, and I was going to, you know, take her somewhere nice. But, you know, it's not always going to happen.
He was going to do it well, but instead of her just saying that, she didn't, which, you know, is not good for me. To me, I love my cousins, but it's just certain things. You still have to handle people a certain way and let them know one way or the other.
She just wasn't ready for me. But it's okay. I mean, I understand that I can be overbearing. I get that all the time from these women who, if I text them and said I care about them or I'm thinking about them, they think, oh, that's just overwhelming, and they run. I've never heard that before. It's just crazy anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, it's the way it is. That's why I'm just not trying to date anybody.
Would you date outside your race again?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know. I love my sisters, though. I really do. I really love them, and I'm trying to give them everything that I can to stay with them. But you know, my thing is, you know, I had a couple of, even at the job I have, besides this, you know, I do work a regular job, believe it or not. There's been a couple of Caucasian females that have approached, but I just really am not trying to go there because you're going to get all this, just like what we talked about earlier. If I decide to go there, then they're going to think I'm selling out. They're going to say, oh, yeah, you can't get with us. Well, where was y'all at when I was trying to get with you? Y'all going in a relationship or coming out of one or in the middle of one? You know, it just is, I don't know.
So that's a yes or no?
I don't know. I don't plan to go outside of my race, but if that's all I can get at the time, then we'll see what happens. But that's not my plan. My plan is to stay with my sisters because that's what I like. I love my chocolate women.
Like that.
I do. I love my black women.
But I'm saying you said if that's all I can get. Don't say it like that. You can get what you want.
I can't because you just proposed the DV damn near on the radio show.
No.
I can't get nothing.
No.
I can't. Red is writing his books and can't get nothing. Point blank. I'm too abrupt. I cuss too much. Nobody want to hang out with me. They don't even want to come on the show, baby.
Red, you know what? I will cuss with you. You my boy. We will turn this show into
we'll
cuss sexy
together.
Radio.
Hey, okay. All right.
This will be F word sexy radio.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to call it cuss sexy.
Right.
You know, the chat room has a valid point. They're saying that Cotton is willing to date DV, but she only wants to hook Red up with somebody. That is it in a nutshell.
That's because they don't know the whole story.
Is that
right,
it?
There's always.
What's the rest of the story? Because I want to know.
I will tell the story because I'm never ashamed of what it is that I say or do.
We got 20 minutes, so you got
Red
okay.
and I. When Red and I first met, he was married, and so when he got divorced, initially
Red was married.
I told Red, hey, I'll give you 2 years to do whatever it is that you need to do because you just got a divorce. And then Red met another woman, and he fell in love with this woman, and he started dating her. So our friendship.
Red wasn't love. Red was using that. Anyway, she ain't listening.
I'm telling the story the way that I got the story. So
okay. Go ahead.
When he told me that, I was very happy for him. And then I said, I'd rather us be great friends, because that to me was the best of having him as a part of my life, because I didn't want to be like them other women. If it didn't work out, they're gone.
Right.
And Red has been a really great friend to me, so I like it like that.
Well, you know, once you become a friend with someone, you don't want to step that half crazy
that boundary. Right.
So, you know, we understand that. I got that. And I'm only playing. I hope that you guys do go out, really. I'm just talking.
It's just a date. I just want to go out and hang out with DV. I'm not trying to make like a love connection or anything like that. I just want to go
It'll be 2 years for me in April.
Yeah, it'll be 2 years for him and I being on here together.
Okay, all right. Okay. I think it'll be fine. And there's somebody in the chat room I wish I could go out with, and there's other people. You know, I mean, it's just whatever it is, you know.
Ask them out.
I can't ask them out.
Oh, man.
I can't ask them out.
Whoever's in the chat room, Red would like to go out with you. How about that?
that's not going to work.
Good thing DK left, huh?
They have a husband. I'm glad it wasn't DK, because he was in the chat room. I was trying to get him to call in, but he didn't want to do it. But anyway, when he comes on for his interview, I have to get him in. But anyway, the person that's in there, they know who they are. They can't do it.
Of course not. They husband would pound you, and people pay for you. Vice versa, you may end up pounding.
And I've already got issues. I've already had those problems. I don't want that anymore. You know, what I've been running into, I'm going to say this real quick. I've been running into these women who claim that they are separated from their husbands, and they're really not. And then these husbands have been approaching me, and I'm not liking that.
They separated because their husband ain't next to them. There you go.
Well, yeah, I guess so, because their husbands are coming to me saying stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, which means they're going back telling the man that they're talking to me, which is stupid. What the hell is that about? Are you trying to get me in trouble with the man? Or what are you trying to do? You trying to use me as an excuse? Oh, you know, I just got
one question. Who's your insurance beneficiary? Because that's who they're trying to help out.
I guess. I don't have one. Well, my kids, all four of them.
Maybe somebody plotting on you.
Something's going on. That's the reason why Red is not going to go out for a while, because these folks is crazy. I mean, like I said, somebody last night going to tell me, you talking to my wife on Facebook. I'm like, what?
But you know what the kicker is, Red? I can't say never. I don't meet any married women who are trying to get with me at all.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to get with them, and then I find out they married after the fact, and then I'll drop away. And it's like I had one who played me. She played me real big. I ain't even going to tell you what happened. But anyway.
Tell her. Come on, we're letting all our souls out here.
Okay, she played me to the left. Red got played. That's right. She claimed she wasn't even living with the dude no more. And then I get a call from this guy saying that there was a one-minute call on the phone, and if this was a number. And how can you sleep with somebody's wife and all that? I said, man, what are you talking about? I don't even know who your wife is. You need to talk to her. But the point was, the call came and all that. And then come to find out that they separated. They're in different rooms in the house. That's
what?
That is so wrong. That is just wrong. That is so wrong. And then they're going to try to tell me they got it under control. I got a restraining order. Now we moved and all this. I'm like, what? You know something? That's just wow. I don't even want to.
I got a story just like that. Like,
well, you got 15 minutes. Go ahead. Come on. We got 15 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. Well, like, I met this girl. You know, we met her a few years back. We was at a club. So she was like, okay, well, why don't you, you know, later on this week come to my house? Okay, no problem. Now, I go to her house, right, and some huge monstrosity of a man walking out, right? So, you know, I walk into the house, you know, walk up to the apartment, knock on the door. She, hey, how you doing? Well, what she didn't tell me was that huge monstrosity of a man was her ex-boyfriend who was moving out. But before he had moved out, she was inviting me over.
Wow. Right? What a setup
so,
that was.
But wait, I didn't tell you the best part. So we decided, like, a friend of mine and her friend, we decided to all go out and double date, all right? So my friend knew this dude. He was like, you know, he plays, you know, semi-pro football. Do not mess with that dude. That dude is really crazy. I was like, okay, you know, and I took that to mind. So we all go out, we trip out, we having fun. She invites me back to her place. Now, her girl invited my friend back to her place. He was like, hell yeah, I'm going. She invited me, and then I thought about what he said. This dude is crazy. So I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to just go ahead and pass on that. That night, this dude got drunk and bust down every door in the house looking for me. My friend was like, he went through the house 3 times, you know, cussing at her, talking about, where's the dude at? I'm going to kill him. So had I went there that night, I may not be breathing, or I may be breathing through a little tube in my neck tonight. But, so, you know, sometimes I really, you know, thank God for giving me the common sense to just avoid bad situations. You know, and
yeah,
so
me too, because sometimes you just
wait,
be quiet
called,
and just let them say what they're going to say.
She, this is the thing. She calls me the next morning when my friend is over there and says, I missed you last night. All right?
Oh.
And so we got all this lovey-dovey talking going on. My friend, you know, he was like, dude, you are so lucky you didn't spend the night at that house because you would have got killed. And he proceeded to tell me what happened. So at that point, I just canceled it all. I was like, there's no way. Because she didn't even have it all day. She had the nerve not to tell me that this dude went from room to room search for me. You know what I'm saying? This dude big as a freaking bus and he best friends Escalades? No.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, this person is still trying. Like, if I go out and they're crazy because they're out there together in the club. They're with different people, but they're in the club. The dude is following her around trying to see who she's talking to. But then he dances with other women, be with other women. Then he'll get mad and start putting his hands on his head and sitting in the chair when she's doing stuff. And then in this club that I'm talking about, there's this big mirror. So she likes to see herself dancing. I think at one point she was fat. She lost a lot of weight. So now she's really infatuated with herself. So she sees herself looking all nice in the mirror, and she don't want to be with him anymore now because she's skinny. And it's a whole bunch of mess, you know. And I hate when they pull you in on this. They pull other people in, and they're getting people hurt. And it's all kinds of mess because of the mess they're doing. You know, I just don't want to be involved in that shit. I'm single. I don't need it. You know, if you ain't single and you still married, you still got papers on somebody, you married to me. Just don't do it. You know, I tried that stuff before. I'm not trying to do that anymore. It's just people are really crazy today. You know, they really are.
Man.
And I just don't want to be bothered with it, man. You know,
like,
you know, I just,
and that, you know, what
you know,
which what
are you saying?
Back
you got
to interracial dating.
Yeah, let's do the last 11 minutes on that. So what do we get out of that? Is it okay to do it? Is it wrong? Is it right?
The question
is,
would you do it? Red, would you date outside your race again?
I'm going to say this. Yes, I probably would if I really cared. Like you said, that's the same attribute you said. If I'm at liberty to do that because
would you
I am
marry
single.
Outside your race?
I have before.
No, I mean, now that, you know, now that you've had the experience, would you do it again?
If I'm in love with her, yes. If we're in love and we want to be together, why not? You know, I mean, I can't go by, well, I ain't with a sister, so I can't marry her because if I do, they're going to get me. You know, I mean, you only got one life and you want to be happy as much as you can in that life. So if that person that's out of your race is gonna do it for you, then you should. And all these ones, like Cotton said earlier, if they talk about this smack, they ain't the one for you anyway because they, you know, I mean, whatever.
So,
you know, I'm not looking for that, but if it happens, then it's got to be driven by God. I'm going to say it that way.
So, Cotton, would you marry or date outside of your race?
Yes, because I like it. Yes, I would. I would because I like good people, and I like people who treat me well. And
right.
I don't think race has anything to do with that at all.
And it doesn't. And I don't know why they keep saying outside of your race. Anyway, we're all the same race. It's just that we're different colors of
okay.
the
Would you identify you know, outside say of your melanin? You know, does that make you feel better? Would you identify
well, no, no,
your melanin?
You know what I'm saying? No, that's fine, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, we always use that term, not us personally here, but everybody always say this race, that race, but the human race is one race, and you got different, like you said, melons or whatever you want to call it, different colors within that. Because if it wasn't right, you wouldn't be able to make children together. You know, it's just it's like you going to deal with a dog. You can't make a kid with a dog. It'll be
okay.
fucked up if it
would you date outside
like,
your
yeah.
culture? Is that better?
I'm not saying it as a negative to you. I'm just saying.
I know.
But outside of the culture, that's a good way of saying it too if you want to. Would you? Yeah. I would if I'm finding love there, yeah.
Because just like GPA said, this was on Cotton Show. You know, he was like, there's something about, you know, certain people from certain countries in Africa that, you know, he just can't stand, you know, and that irk him. So even though they're black, they're still not, you know, the same culture or background that he is from. And they have different ideologies
right.
and, you know, different things like that. And that made perfect sense.
It does because some races, well, some people in the African culture don't look at us as being black because they feel like we've been contaminated and we're American. Right. So they don't look at us as being part of the African background or whatever you want to call it. You know,
right.
it's just,
we have no connection.
Right. So, you know, that's where they look at it. So, you know, it just depends. Unless you can to them some kind of way and got some money like the president, then, of course, they're going to, you know, they got to blame. Did you see his inauguration where the one of his cousins or something or whatever was from the Africa that was hanging out with them and the braids and everything? Anyway, you know, it just... You know, unless you got money, they don't really, you know, care to a point, I guess, you know. But anyway, would you asked us now, would you do it?
Most certainly. And, like, you know, I stand by my point. And, you know, you hit it right on the head, Red. You know, at some point, you deserve to be happy. So why would I want to be miserable with somebody simply because they're the same race as me instead of being happy with somebody who treats me like I deserve to be treated from another race?
Absolutely.
You know? So, I mean, that's what I base everything on. Does this person make me happy?
Yeah, I was happy with my first wife. It just didn't work out for other reasons. It was not mostly the Korean thing. I said that, but there were some other issues. I was young when I married her. There were some other things that happened. It wasn't all her. It was me, too. So, and like I said, that's why we're still friends today, because we came from, we kind of grew up together. She's the same age as me, and we grew up together. We were young. We got married. We was like 19. And it was just one of those things we did, you know, we stayed together for 11 years. But, you know, she always tells me today, even today, we should have stayed together. You shouldn't have divorced me, you know, blah, blah, blah. But and she's probably right because out of all three of the wives, yes, I've been married three times, she was probably the best one out of the three. That if I had to stay with somebody, I should have stayed with her. And she just happened to be Korean because how she treated me. It had nothing to do with the race or the color or the skin tone or whatever you want to call it. It's how you're treated. Well, you're right. What makes you happy?
What makes you happy?
Right.
And like I said, you know, it takes a monumental effort for people to get past, you know, the issue of race. It does. Or, you know,
right.
the perceived notion of race. And like I said, you know, I guess we've all been through that point where we're like, okay, well, you know, we had little identity issues because, you know, we're dating somebody, you know, who is not black and we doing it out in public. But like I said, you know, the one person I did really file was a white girl. And she was just the nicest person, but I could not go out in public with her. You know, she was like, you want to come back to the hotel? You want to come back to my apartment? Hell yeah. You want to go out to a club? Hell no. You know, and that was kind of the mindset I was in because I was afraid that I'd be considered a sellout. But until I matured and realized that, look, can't nobody determine my happiness but me. Until, you know,
right.
That's when I finally started realizing that, look, I don't care if I'm seen in public with these people. They make me happy. If you can do a better job making me happy, I'll accept that application. And hopefully it'll
work. You know,
my
thing is, and I agree with you, my thing is this, and I'm sorry for cutting you off. My thing is this. You got to live with it, and if you're happy with it, then that's fine. And if it's going to make you feel bad, then don't do it.
Right.
That's the advice I would give somebody. If they want to be in an interracial marriage or whatever you want to call it, if you don't want to be in it and you feel funny that somebody's going to talk about you, then you shouldn't do it.
You shouldn't be in it because you do
because
it.
Because if you love them.
A favor.
Exactly, because if you love them, you ain't going to worry about that. I didn't care about that when I got married. You know, that girl said all that mess to me. Didn't mean nothing to me at the time. You know, she was just talking crap. You know, it didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, the thing is, you're allowing somebody to keep you from being happy because of
right.
their own hang up.
Because, you know, that woman
I've
wasn't going to do
that,
nothing. Cause,
you shouldn't
right.
do that.
Right. Well, we got about 4 minutes, so I want to. Is there anything you guys want to put out real quick before we get ready to close? I thought it was a good show, even though our guest didn't come. Toy, are you still here? Yeah, she's still here. Toy?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's ask Toy. Would she date outside her race?
Okay. Yeah, Toy, would you? I'm sorry, baby. Would you?
Yes, I have. But I was real young. I was 17.
What was his race?
17. I was a senior in high school. And I remember once I
So you saying because you was young, you wouldn't do it no more?
No, I wouldn't do it. Actually, I had other opportunities to do it. It's just that the men who actually wanted me were not outside my race. They were my race.
Well, I said, okay. Well, you know, I just think that you should be with who you want to be with. You know, it should be who you want to be with. It shouldn't matter about all this other mess. And like I said before, if you can't handle being in that, then don't do it or bring kids into it. Because they're going to suffer just as much as you, you know, if that's not where you want to be. And I made sure my kids are protected, you know, that they're mine, and they're mixed, and that's the way it is. So
I hate that word, mixed.
Well, they are.
I'm sorry. Like
it may be not a good word to say, but they are. They have mixed culture.
Multicultural. There you go.
Multicultural. They're Amerasian. Okay.
There you go. I prefer Kablasian, but you know, that's just
well, whatever you want to say, it's fine. What's Kablasian? What the hell is that? Oh,
Tiger Woods came out and said,
whatever. Well,
like, what the hell is Kablasian, fool? Until you start playing golf, you was black. Black, black, black.
Yeah, I know. Well,
but
I think
there's a lot
coming on that.
There's a lot.
When he cheated on his wife, he was black.
Yeah, he was black again.
Oh, yeah,
you
know,
you
know,
a white
yeah.
woman, you black. But see, a lot of celebrities nowadays do that. They have black ancestry or black parentage, you know, and all of a sudden people ask them, well, you know, are you black? Oh, you know, I don't want to talk about that. You know, you look at The Rock, you look at Vin Diesel. They never openly say that, you know, they're black or that they've had black parents. You know, it's
well,
just kind of like.
Paul Powell didn't admit he was black until he became Secretary of State. The whole time I knew him in the Army, when I seen him in the Army, he never would admit it. Even in his autobiography, he always said he was from Jamaican descent. He never said he was black until he became Secretary of State, and that's when he said, I'm glad to be the first black man to have this position. Now, all of a sudden, he was black.
You know, but see,
but before
that, but I love how it's thrown around all the time because, you know, you take, you know, President Obama, you know, when he was Chicago, you know, alderman, he was black. Now that he, you know, a black president, he multiracial, he multicultural, you know. So he, when you don't got nothing, you're black. But when you finally achieve
yep.
something, now you're multicultural. Yay.
Exactly. That's what they do, though. You're right. Well, I want to thank y'all for coming on. We got like 90 seconds, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go. But next week, if the people don't come on, Cotton, make sure you got a subject. We're going to make it happen, whether they come on the show or not. Who gives a damn? I'm trying to not cuss, but it ain't working.
All right, guys. Great show.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
All right.
Good night.